Penguin Audio presents Would-Be Witch by Kimberly Frost. Read by Mandy Siegfried. Chapter 1. Jenna Reitgarten is awfully lucky that my witch genes are dormant, or I'd have hexed her with hiccups for the rest of her natural-born life. She stared at me across the cake that had taken me 36 hours to make, a cake that was Disney on icing, and shook her head.
Well, it's a really pretty cake and all, Tammy Jo, but it's got too much blue and gray. It might be good for a little boy, but Lindsay just loves pink.
The castle stones are gray and blue, but the princess on the drawbridge is wearing pink. The flower border is all pink, I said, tucking a loose strand of hair behind my ear.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what. I'll take this one for the playroom. I'll put the other cake, the one with the picture of Lindsay on it, in the dining room. And I can't pay $230 for the castle since, after all, it'll be a spare.
Why don't I just sell you the sheet cake? I asked, glancing at the flat cake with the picture of her three-year-old decked out in her Halloween costume. Lindsay was dressed, rather unimaginatively, in a pink Sleeping Beauty dress.
And what would you do with this one, honey?
Jenna asked, pointing at the multi-story castle, complete with lakefront and shrubbery. Maybe I'll just eat it. She laughed.
Don't be silly. Now you'll sell it to me for $130 or I'll have to complain to Cookie that you didn't follow my instructions and then...
I followed your instructions, I said, fuming. You said think fairy tale prince.